7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new incentive for people to get the coronavirus vaccine, a weekly cash drawing. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
If avoiding a deadly disease isn't enough to convince Coloradans to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the state is sweetening the pot. Governor Jared Polis announced drawings of $1 million to be held each week for 5 weeks. He says a similar approach in Ohio boosted vaccinations. People who are already vaccinated will be automatically entered into the drawing. The last day to qualify is June 30th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has introduced two bills he hopes will help people prepare and respond to climate change. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The first bill, called the Shelter Act, would create a disaster mitigation tax credit. Americans would be able to write off 25% of the expenses to make their homes or businesses more climate resilient, such as elevating a building to reduce potential flood damage. Bennett has local support from Coloradans affected by wildfires and flooding. The other bill, the Carbon Capture Improvement Act, would help power plants and other industrial facilities install carbon capture and storage equipment. Bennett says it would help keep Colorado air clean while addressing the threat of climate change. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Today is graduation day at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boy says the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff will speak there.
The keynote address General Mark Milley gives at this year's Academy commencement will almost certainly have a different feel than last year. That's when then-Vice President Mike Pence gave his speech only to socially distanced graduates and no families in the early days of the pandemic. This year, cadets, families, and other well-wishers will return to Falcon Stadium, but there will still be some COVID precautions in place. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Springs and Metro Denver have the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and highs close to 80. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.